Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi, and yeah, get it poppin'.
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe.
Hi.
Hello.
What's up? What's up?
I'm TT.
I'm Gigi.
And I'm Dee Dee.
And this is episode Un Momento Por Favor 264.
Ow.
The Oprah Rose Show. Getting up there.
I mean, right. Child, the numbers just keep going.
It's crazy. Back up in this thing. Right? Still talking shit. Still don't know what I'm talking about. It's like
nothing. I'm always interested when people listen to us for the first time, where do they start? Is it like older? You can't start from episode one. It's no way.
I feel like, yeah, with newer podcasts, like let's say if I see one or it's shared, I kind of just honestly go from that.
Same.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm like number 15 and then you just.
I'm sure people do, which if you are doing that, like, wow. I don't know what these two girls were talking about episode.
Yeah. Please don't. I'm like, I ain't doing that. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
The growth, honey. The growth.
Definitely don't go back there.
It's dark. It's probably offensive. I'm sure I shouldn't.
Oh, you know, it's still offensive a little bit out of my mouth. So I know back 3 years ago.
People every day.
Don't we all?
You don't. No, you don't. I don't think you do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't. You don't.
So, honey.
Well.
You know, I'm like an old black man. So, it ain't that bad, but you know, it's given elder statesman. And
I mean, everybody got an opinion, baby.
Right?
Yeah.
They like assholes. Everybody got one.
Okay. Yeah. Well, 4th of July. This is post 4th of July.
That's very anti-black.
Damn, I forgot we can't celebrate 4th of July no more.
Yeah, you know, let me put my Dr. Umar hat on.
Right? I'm not putting this doctor, not putting your bonnet on.
It was the first thing I saw.
Now, and that is
out there watching the fireworks from her balcony, like, oh, this is beautiful.
But I don't think, here's the thing, even before I even knew, to be honest, what Juneteenth was, like, fully, and before it became a federal holiday, I don't think anybody has ever really celebrated 4th of July as black people as much as it is a day off and fireworks. Yeah. You know, like, that's, I've never been like, oh my God, I'm so happy that this country's origins, and like, nah, nigga, that's a day off.
No.
Like, you don't, who celebrates Memorial Day? Like, the only holidays we technically, the only pagan holidays we celebrate, I feel like, are...
Thanksgiving and Christmas.
It's Thanksgiving and Christmas. Outside of that, there's not a holiday.
Pagan, bitch.
Yeah.
Pagan.
That's offensive?
3 months into the show.
Offensive?
Yeah. No.
I didn't think so.
But you never know now, you know?
I know, like, gypsy is offensive. So apologies. But that is offensive. But I don't know that pagan is offensive.
I don't think so. Yeah. No.
I don't know. I could be wrong though. You know, it's a new memo.
I'm looking it up.
I'm not on the list. So
no.
No, I don't think it's offensive. But yeah, no, Thanksgiving and Christmas are definitely the two. I couldn't even tell you what exactly 4th of July is. I guess independence from something, but I don't really.
Great Britain.
Yes.
You know, it's really the first day to fire up the grill, for real, for real.
That's Memorial Day.
Oh,
yeah, no, that's Memorial Day. I love me a grill hot dog, honey. Like, and I still have not gotten one. Yeah, I don't, Memorial Day, here's how I used to look at it. Memorial Day was Oh my gosh. When I'm like working, May is that first kind of like holiday, you know, mm-hmm. after you coming back from like the winter, it's really not a lot. And then July is like your little mid break. And then, you know, it's over at Labor Day. Mine are more so seasonal. Like I know it's just hot. That's the only holiday technically that you get when it's like in the mid of the summer months.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Right. Right. Oh yeah. Cause you're like waiting to get to Memorial Day. Cause it's like no holidays from like.
No.
Exactly. No, it's no holidays, basically that whole time.
Right.
And then you, right. And then, like I said, then it's like, oh my God, I just need a day off. And then you get 4th of July. That's it.
Now Juneteenth as well.
Yep.
I mean, yeah, if the people are getting it, some people still don't be getting it.
No, some people still don't get it.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
So right now, Juneteenth, and now that this day, and then, like I said, Labor Day, summer's over.
So wait, you didn't get a grilled hot dog? What's
going on? No. I think I went to my friend's house and they to be honest, I don't know if because they had burgers and it was like, and it was catered food. So they had like whole fish and everything like that. I was like, oh, this is fancy. Wow. Like Escovitch fish. It was like all, you know, like.
I don't think I've ever had that on
4th of July. I know.
I mean, I like that, but no, I still want me a little, I need a grilled hot dog, turkey hot dog specifically.
Yeah,
you know, I need a
burger though. Like I'm a burger kind.
They have burgers. Yeah, and I don't really need a. I don't need a burger. I'm not a huge burger. I need a hot dog though.
Bitch, give me a burger with some cheese.
I'm dead.
You tow up the grill yesterday, honey.
Oh yeah, y'all was.
We don't play about lighting up a grill on a holiday
at all. Y'all had lobster.
Yes.
Yes.
And I was teaching 6-6 Poppy how to, I guess, fillet a lobster technically. Because the lobster tail, all the meat is inside, but you have to literally cut it open to make it, put it on top.
Yeah, of I ain't never made, you would have been teaching me to
sit on top of the shell so that you don't, like, you get the juices and all of that and the flavors.
And the flavor, you don't got to, like, open it while you're eating. It's already.
Learn something new. I ain't never cooked lobster a day in my life.
Oh girl, I was on TikTok. Literally. Oh girl, TikTok, I got that one up. Like you gotta like break the back.
I do know that. Yeah, I've seen it done.
Cut it in the middle and take the meat out and put it on top, and then you season it and you make sure you season underneath. It's a whole thing.
That sounds good. I feel like I have given up. Kind of like. I think, you know, it's so funny. One of my friends has a rooftop. And so we kind of do like summers over her house and winters at mine. And I feel like planning nothing. And I was like, wait, so nobody did nothing? Y'all ain't going nowhere? I was like, y'all didn't, what? I mean,
her house is the best too, because she has that big rooftop space with the grill and that whole
thing. Right. And then they're like talking about it. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be in Essence. And then, they're like, oh, we're still going to do it. I was like, all right, well, I'll stop by after. And then I'm like, y'all whores didn't even do anything. Like,
wow. They needed the TT glue.
Get somebody else to do it. I literally was like, I will not be planning. I will not be assisting, aiding, abetting, nothing. Like,
yeah, that was me. My little sister grill. I grill all the time. So it was I was so happy to not have to do it yesterday. But then I was like, babe, we need to bust the grill out because now I want to grill this weekend.
I can't.
There's nothing like a grill, something, a meat that's grilled.
It's nothing. And yeah, I think even grill, like my father is a big griller. So, I mean, he would literally grill probably once a week, like no lie, in the summer, like easily. Because even Ryan, I feel like when my sister lived here, I would bring my meat over to her house on Sundays and go over there.
We had a grill out on the balcony.
Mm-hmm. Y'all had a grill.
Tiny grill.
Like, that baby grill. Yep.
And we had everything going on that thing.
Yeah, she picked that up from him. I did not, but.
Yeah,
my parents are into grilling too.
Everything.
I'm not relying on no person.
Mom sent me a picture at like 12 p.m. I was like, y'all on the grill already?
If you're doing something like ribs, you know, you got to let them things.
I was like, oh, y'all ain't playing.
You got to let them ribs. They got to cook like all day on a grill.
Yeah, if you want them nice and tender falling off
the bottom. Yeah, that's an all day thing. I'm like,
Do you have a preference about a gas or charcoal?
I don't grill, so.
So I love the convenience of a gas grill. Like, nothing beats it. You don't got to fool with the fire starter. You know, get your coals hot. But I do like the aroma and like kind of the taste from the actual charcoal, from an actual charcoal grill. So it's like, it's very difficult for me to, I think I prefer the taste of the charcoal grill, but I prefer the convenience
and
the quickness of a gas grill. I just want both, honestly. I think I need both in my house.
People be having both.
Yeah, I want an egg. Like, yeah, that's $1,000, but I want that shit so bad.
I didn't know it was a thing. Like, the little, yeah, I did not know. And my mother was like, he got the, it's like the big jammy, the one that's like, it's a part of this and this and that. I'm like, oh, yes. It's giving Grill Master. Like,
when I get that, you hoes can't tell me shit, okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, literally today I was watching fucking grilling recipes. Like, I just be watching people grill and cook. Like, it's like I was going back and forth between that and house flipping shows. Like, HGTV is really my
grill master.
I do actually, and for someone that again don't grill, I love them shows. Like, love them. It's like a black guy. It's like a TV One got one. There's so many.
Yes. Yeah.
I love them too.
So that's why I was like, I need to bust the grill, because we have a little small charcoal grill outside that me and him both been cooking on, but the gas grill is larger, and I'm like, I need to pull that one out because I want to make some real stuff this weekend. So yeah,
and it's easy.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, it's the men for me not grilling. Like, I just don't. I mean, I'm so serious. Like, I don't think I have ever, like, I'd be around the wrong niggas, clearly. Because why are the men not grilling? Why are the straight men, let me be clear, not grilling? Sorry.
Paul was over there, you know.
Yeah, I forgot. She was
bloody and dirty up in there.
Yeah, I forgot. But, like, the straights are not, like, I just don't understand.
They can't change a tire. They can't change no oil. They can't fix a toilet. They can't light up a grill.
It's crazy.
The fathers were not in the home. I don't know what else to say.
I don't know if it's right. And I don't know if it's like convenient. Like, I all jokes aside, I really don't understand it. Like, I've realized my group chat name for over an entire year is called Grill Poppies Wanted. And I think I'm so used to seeing it. Yeah, so I don't think about it. And I saw it yesterday and was like, oh my God, we really named this chat Grill Poppies Wanted because the niggas don't be grilling.
No shade. I also think that that is a regional thing. I do not think that that is the case.
Very true. Sorry.
In the Midwestern people, they know what to do, how to do it. My brother taught me how to fry a turkey. So,
yeah.
And he knows how to grill. So
leaving out very, very New York niggas click and click down, like leaving out very, very important facts. I also think because it's like no space. I actually do kind of think, like, I saw somebody say that, like,
figure it out. Like, we figured that out with the baby grill. Like, if you still want to grill, like, New York niggas, they don't have backyards. And we know that.
Right.
Everybody in the front. Mm-hmm. You can put a grill out front.
You know, they had the gentrification shit that in Harlem, they was putting up the signs, no grilling on the sidewalk, no cookouts on the sidewalk. Yeah. What? That was this year.
That was this year. That was
the I would riot.
Yeah, they were like, I even saw it on Twitter. Yeah, you can't cook out. So it's like, where do you
do that?
And like you said, if you don't have a rooftop, especially these older buildings, like if you don't have a rooftop and you can't go on the sidewalk or you don't have a balcony, then where the hell is you supposed to grill?
Wow.
I mean, I saw Trev's IG story about where the 4th of July barbecue's at. And he said, this generation don't want to do nothing but twerk, smoke hookah, scam, be on IG, have ops, shoot people, go viral, take drugs. Like, Fab, if you don't get your ass.
Yo, have ops is hilarious, though.
If you don't get your ass off IG stories and fire up the grill, you live in Jersey, my nigga. You got a back.
I hope he was, but he was posting it in response to people saying, where is the barbecue?
He was asking where the barbecue asking. At.
Himself was asking.
He thought he was Jagged Edge saying where the party at.
I'm screaming. Oh, I thought it was
45 and a grandfather. Like, it's your turn. It's your time.
It's shit. Yeah, it's our turn. So Fab, it's for you. It's your turn. Yeah. What?
It's your turn.
I'm dead. The wait is over. The wait.
And he described himself when he said all that hookah scamming, having ops. Sir, you.
That's why I thought he was saying it like against other people. I didn't know that. Ooh, the call is coming from inside the house. Did not know. Okay.
From the living room, straight from his own phone.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Imagine.
People were comparing that to Big Boy, who was like showing himself on the grill and was like doing like a citrus fish and like, orange that he was putting over the fish on the gas grill. Maybe it was charcoal, actually. I think it was charcoal.
Georgia, New York. See what I mean?
Like, regional.
Yeah. That's terrible.
Citrus. Wow. That sounds so good. Oh my God.
And this was a good 4th of July too, because the weekend was kind of extended for a lot of people. So you had multiple opportunities to go to the store and get you some shit to put on the fucking grill.
So many. I loved it kind of. Yeah. Like, because I went to Essence and I even came back a day early. So I felt like I still felt like I was here. I had, you know, I chilled out. You said what?
You came back to get a hot dog.
Oh, I know. I didn't get one. I know. Well, I knew I wasn't getting one that one day. I just wanted to, like, just be settled.
Yeah. And spend some time with your niece.
Yeah, exactly. She wasn't even coming. I just was like, oh, I'm going to sit in the house. And then, because you know how Essence is always so tiring. And I didn't stay the full time. So I came home, like I said, a day early. I came home the Sunday, which I think moving Auntie forward. Con. You know... She was a little underwhelming.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, you know, I don't know. It was obviously Essence and it's like it's New Orleans, you know. And so the energy and the people were amazing. But like, I think I also just don't care about all that ripping and running and whatnot, all that hoo-ha. And then it was honestly, it was so hot. Like you couldn't even walk. There was no, I'm going to go to multiple places because it was like sweltering. Like you had to just like walk, like, you know, my hands are up, like nothing could touch.
Right.
I felt like the performances were very underwhelming. I went Friday, I went and I had a bag that was probably not even like a tiny little mini book bag that was about this big and they wouldn't let me in. I went to like 2 to 3 different entrances and I'm like, look, I'm not about to fight nobody to get up in nobody's goddamn Essence. Like, it's fine.
Because so it was a see-through?
It wasn't, you needed a see-through bag or you needed a bag the size of a damn iPhone Pro Max, basically.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Not a wristlet.
The little mini Mac Moo.
No, yeah. I think that exactly. That little, the baby one, but the other one might've been too damn big. It was so small. It was like, you couldn't carry anything. So the next day I was prepared and I wanted to see Monica and baby, her set list was, Monica was doing songs that were like the deepest of album cuts. And I'm like, I would never call myself no super fan, but she had all these damn dead people in the back and it wasn't dead people we knew. It was given in memoriam instead of like Essence. Yeah, it was hard. It was like, it was sad. I was like, girl, what? And she, you know, she will not let that nigga go from New Orleans still. C-Murder. She playing a jail call from him. Bitch, sing the songs.
What?
Yes. Yes. It was awkward. I'm like, girl, I'm trying to hear. Oh,
that's a mess.
You should have known better.
I'm shit. Like, what? I need to know what album cuts were they. I hope one of them was Superman if you're doing C-Murder tributes.
I don't even know. Because, see, I guess I don't know that one. But, like, I knew that. What is it? After the Storm? And I heard only Should Have Known Better. She ain't played. I could have heard Set It Off. Do You Mind If I Get It?
None of that?
No. That was, like, the perfect song to play at Essence. No, she was really playing, like, deep album cuts from damn near the first album. Like, girl, I don't remember The Boy Is Mine. Like,
wow.
No. Now she plays Street Symphony.
Now that would have been a motherfucking bop, bitch. I love Street Symphony. She played for, I think she sang for You, I Will.
What? The Space Jam song?
Yes. My first dance song ever. Like, it, her set list was wild. Like, it was just like, girl, why are you playing these songs?
No. That's how you do at the City Winery, honey.
Yeah, it was bad. Like, it was bad. Yeah. And her sound was bad. Like, her, you just wanna... The street. Oh, I'm gonna play that when we get out of here. Somebody that else. Shit, Monica was trying to tell back to me if I could get him out of the streets. Like that baby was trying. Monica was trying to save niggas at 17 years old.
It really was.
Yeah.
She was really trying to save niggas from all the way back. So it should have tracked when Murder C was popping up. And then, you know, Missy. The next day, oh no, Missy headlined that same day and came out. I mean, again, maybe I don't know Missy's catalog like that. Came out to a song that ain't nobody know, took forever. And you know, at this point, it's like 12:30. And then the second song, I forgot. I was like, girl, I'm trying to hear, like, I don't know, Pussy Don't Fail Me Now, One Minute Man, and I ain't hear none of that. I'm ready to go.
I saw the set list for Missy at Missy Fan, and it was like songs that are new. That people don't really know.
Especially not that crowd. You know, we've already, I feel like for the last 2 weeks, we've talked about like the nostalgia, you know, millennial nostalgia, right? In the music. But this is really an older, you got a millennial baby boomer crowd. Like no one knows those.
It's a mix. And so even with that mix, you still can play your older stuff or even like Missy's, like you're a writer producer. So you can even like play the stuff that you've done for other people.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Take a page out of Babyface book or something.
Right. But, she was not. And to be honest, I left after 3 songs, so I don't know. But
she
like
she came out to Drip Demeanor. Oh my God. Why did she do that?
See, I don't even know. I've never heard. I thought it was made up for Essence Child. I didn't know that.
No one knows that song.
Nobody.
What
Nobody.
Album is that from?
Iconology.
Who? It's I ain't never even heard that album.
I listen to that album.
EP that came out in 2019.
Oh yeah, no, I'm sorry.
Even Jill Scott, like I saw the thing, it was like Jill Scott's, she's like, and I wasn't really watching, so you know, sometimes you don't get the full experience. And she's like, oh, I do this song every year, and I was like, she's like, oh, I wrote the song when I was 19, and I'm like, girl, that is a Star Spangled Banner, and Francis Scott Key wrote that, like, and yeah. I think she changed like, that at the end, but she changed like one word.
Wow.
I think. Let me wait. No,
no, she changed a few of the lines. It was a few of the lines. I watched that part of
her. Okay, so she changed a few of the lines. But she was sitting up there like Francis Scott Key ain't sit up there and Fells Point or wherever the fuck he was and write that bitch. Like
somebody was paying attention in her history classes.
Okay? I feel like, I don't know, because I think it was in Baltimore, so I feel like they drilled that shit. Yeah, they drilled that shit in us. That's the only reason why I know. Yeah.
Wow.
Because I literally looked up at the screen and was like, Francis Scott Key, and this man was like, how the fuck do you know that?
I got an A in history, baby.
Right, exactly. Like, listen, I know my Baltimore history, too. Okay. Little Edgar Allan Poe, okay?
I mean, well, the girls are still talking about Megan Thee Stallion's performance and the people being upset that she had a little twerk off of fans being able to come up on the stage and do their thing, which she does at every show she does.
Okay,
and certain people like India Ari were sitting at home running their fingers and saying that they just didn't like, you know, what Essence has turned into and that it is getting away from what it was before.
I saw that and I skimmed it. I thought, okay, so I did not know it was in response to that. I was like, I thought, no, she was talking about Janelle Monae and showing her titties. And
She was talking about Janelle too, but I think the big part was around Megan.
I think it was, about like artists that have to like shake ass to sell records. I mean, like, why does it bother you?
Why?
Because she was.
We don't care about your armpit hair, sis.
Like, no, not armpit hair.
She wasn't. You know
that lady got a bush.
I can't.
Ooh, that part.
I don't. Right. Wasn't even right. Good luck booking that stage you speak of. But like, I don't. What does it matter? Like, literally, like, girl, again, you couldn't even get it.
Yeah, I also think that like people are having a hard time. Like we, our generation, as much as we are fighting, you know, getting older and hating this transition, and you know, we want to maintain the fountain of youth and all these other things. But we are transitioning into the new aunties, and this is the shit that we like. And so they have to, there has to be like a catering of both in all generations. So it's not just Gen X and Gen and boomers that are there, but there is a massive amount of millennials who grow there and attend there as well. So, and we want to see Megan Thee Stallion.
Right.
We want to shake our ass with her too.
Yeah. The big thing too is like, it's also a celebration of hip hop, 50 years of hip hop, right? And so we can't say, well, this hip hop is better than this hip hop because you don't agree with what they're doing now. We got to celebrate it all. So that's taking the full spectrum of the whole 50 years and allowing someone like Megan to be on that stage as she should be.
Yeah.
I will say, like, I'm gonna be honest though, I would never want to see Megan Thee Stallion live like that.
I'm sorry, she's incredible live though.
I do not. I don't.
Incredible live.
I was like, oh, I'm not missing nothing.
Oh my god.
This is a thing. I feel like
if you're not crazy about her music, like, she is an incredible performer. Like,
yeah, I like her.
Oh, like, I watch it when I'm on the Stairmaster and I'm going off. She's going off.
Y'all, she's like rap Lizzo to me. Like, I like Lizzo, but I don't really, and I like Tina Snow, and I think I stopped there. Like, I didn't listen to whatever the last project was. I don't even know the name of it. I'm about to say Planet Her. Who is it?
Tramazine.
Yeah. Tramazine, and if, you know, if a song came on the radio, like, look, I'm also probably, I might not flip, but I'm just, I would never be like, oh my God, I want to go see Megan Thee Stallion live. Like, those words would never come out of my mouth. And what I would love for Essence, though, in general, I feel like I understand they're trying to get this younger demo, because even the year I worked there, 30,000 years ago, they was trying to do that. But I think you need a balance. Like, they don't have the super stages anymore, where you could have seen, like, there was a guy on my flight and told me he saw the Stylistics. I would rather see the Stylistics, if I'm being completely honest. Like,
it's only one stage?
Yeah, it's only one stage. They don't have any of the other lounges anymore. And like, you, and I think that
because of a sponsor situation, because they used to, based off me when I was working there, that was be like something that would be offered in a package. So a super lounge would be sponsored by a specific sponsor.
Yeah. I don't know why they didn't have any. I mean, the whole setup was very different, and different in a bad way this year. Like, the backstage area wasn't necessary, or the like, whatever, VIP area wasn't the same. It was super disjointed. They had like all these different areas. It was even different from last year, to be honest, like completely different. But again, I think you have to still do a mix of your like legacy artists and then some new people. Absolutely. And obviously, you know, like Monica and Jill, like, you know, you're always going to have like Mary and Maxwell. Like, they are staples of the Essence at this point. But I would love to see, you know, if El DeBarge is somewhere well and alive, I would love to see Elle, you know, like, not just
incredible in a super lounge.
Yeah, like, oh, not just super, you know, not new things at all, like, at all. Because I think last year was Janet closed it, on the Sunday. So I don't know. It just, like I said, it was like
the Friday.
Horrible, too. Remember, she was horrible.
The girls were walking out.
She was out of breath and sitting down by the DJ booth and shit.
It's so bad.
And a disgrace.
And they didn't stream it.
Because they shouldn't have. She knew better. I'm glad she did. You got to be aware of yourself. She knew she was doing a horrible ass set. So she knew she should not have streamed it.
Y'all ain't streaming this, so I'm not going out.
No, it was horrible. Like, horrible. So, yeah, I don't know. It was just... I mean, I'll probably be back every year. I'd be like, oh, I'm not going. Yeah.
Right, because I didn't even know you was going until you popped up. I said, well, when you were going to Essence?
I know. I wasn't.
I would go every year if I could.
Clearly, me.
But I just love New Orleans. Like, second favorite city in the world. I love it. Or in the U.S., not the world.
Got it.
I love New Orleans.
Yeah, we needed a little... Have my little backwoods down there.
Okay.
You know.
Not had you packed it on you. You had that thing on you.
I had that thing on me. You know. Had to get it together. You know. Smell so, you know, again, leaving the super lamp.
Light it up. I mean, you should have lit it up watching Monica, for real.
I should have.
You should have known better.
I should have. Like, I absolutely should have absolutely like lit it up during Monica's set, because it would have been a lot more engaging and
yeah,
it would have gave what needed to be given.
Well, while that was going on, the girls was running over to Spill, lighting up their backwoods and spilling over on the new app Spill. And I felt like it was a little frantic, because it was like on Twitter was like this thing of you only can see a certain amount of tweets a day if you're, you know, if you don't buy Twitter Blue kind of thing.
Yep.
And everyone's like, well, what's Spill? We should all go over there. And sharing, you know, the codes and stuff. And so I downloaded and I was like, this is a little confusing. What all is happening? It's like kind of combining every app into one a little bit.
Really? You saw, you know, Auntie text you like, what is Spill? Like, I was like, what is this?
Mind you, gave you a redemption code. I didn't even know what to do. I took a screenshot to show you what to do. I did a screen record.
Baby, oh, let me tell you something. I had to, like, because somebody kept asking me for a code, so I literally just signed up to basically do that. And I was like, I could not figure it out. It took me like 2 days to figure out just how to do the code, because I never really, like, I literally signed up and that was all I did. And then I texted her, I was like, well, what should my name be? And then I think I found a name, and then I was like, child, I'm never going on this thing. I am confused. Yeah. You know, I am not an early adapter of anything technological. So she's giving late boomer. So it's just like, what was that? Clubhouse. Like, I remember wanting to be pressed to get on Clubhouse just because of the exclusivity. Mm-hmm. A bird. I know. And then I was like, oh, y'all niggas is just talking. I barely even listen to my Instagram videos.
Very fast.
Yeah. Very quick. I was like, turn that shit off. Shit.
Like, I talk every day at work. All I do is talk on the phone. I don't want to hear niggas talk.
Literally.
Nobody knows what they're talking about. Everybody's just on here lying.
I was so mad. I used to be so mad. I was like, I can't.
You in the Matrix.
Yeah. All of the lingo. Okay. I can't wait for the Clubhouse documentary to come out. Like, are they even still a thing?
The documentary will be audio only.
I'm dead. Literally. Mm-hmm. It's going to be bitches moaning and doing the full-blown Dream Girls plays. It's going to be 21 Savage R&B nights. Like,
going to be attacking Kevin Hart.
Oh, my God. Yep. We were a mess.
Niggas was so bored in the house. Baby. Yeah, I mean, you see how it could thrive or something like a COVID, but now that everything's out, that's why I'm like, how is Spill going to get all these people over to convert over and like actually use it? And then I thought, honestly,
and their influence and leverage.
I needed a little link this to your phone book or something like that, so then you could like find people, because I was like, I'm supposed to type in a name for every person.
That was
like,
also the other thing, it's not an easy way to find people that you already follow, so you're almost like, oh, somebody posted their Spill name, let me go from that to find them on Spill. Like, there's just no continuity in being able to easily find people.
I'm just gonna stick with Elon, oh crooked ass, until he turn it off.
I'm fine over there right now. For now,
I know. For now, unfortunately,
I got Spill. And G, even to your point, like, I feel like Spill does use a lot of Black queer lingo and like the T, and like, even if you download the app in the App Store, it's like, sign up to get all the T. And
for real,
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I only seen one of the founder, and he's a biracial. No shade, but. Is the other one queer? Because if you're not queer and you're using all of this queer dialect and dialogue to just bait people to come over there, but not really give them any type of real power, influence, anything. I just don't like this aspect of using, you know, marginalized groups so that you can go sell your IPO. I don't care that you're Black, white, whoever. I don't like that people do it, because we're already so disenfranchised. This already happens from a consumer aspect on the daily, like with us, with our group. And we unfortunately are unable to monetize that on a scale that's really like beneficial to us. So it just don't sit right with me. So I'm like, and if a motherfucker's not queer, you trying it. You're really, really fucking trying it.
Yeah.
I mean, I stand 10 toes down with you, G, in that, and was like, just using it and thinking like, is this like, what, who is the audience for this? And yeah. So even seeing the video from one of the creators, the biracial gentleman who was formerly at Twitter, who got fired from Twitter, started this app kind of thing, you know, saying that, you know, the app is for everyone. Because a lot of people kept saying it was like the response of Black Twitter and like, you know, it's for Black people, that whole thing. And he's like, it's for everyone. It's like, is it?
Right. Cause it, because the way kind
of marketing it towards a specific group of people. Right. Like, Black subset too. Like it's not even all Black people.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't know. I say a lot of shit and then change my mind. I could maybe wrap my head around it in a month or two. Once they need a little update that I can find your friends a lot easier or something like that. And then maybe I'll, but it's just like, honestly, it was really confusing. And then when I did look and I'm like, oh, I really can't find anybody unless I type it in. Like, that's not, no.
Yeah. I also think millennials in general are kind of tired. Like, of the, we've seen every new app since the goddamn iPhone came out. And before, it was, shit. And before that, like,
we was on mobile websites.
Literally, we have been on the internet since goddamn AOL. Like, chat rooms. So we're exhausted, you know? And I totally understand people not wanting, like, hey, this is where I'm setting my boundary. And TikTok was the last one that I was given a chance to. Yeah. And that's it. So I get that. TikTok. There's been 38,000,000 fucking apps to come out since we started this shit. You know,
it's too much.
And there's another one coming today, actually. One is coming today, and it is Meta's version of Twitter, and it's called Threads.
Yeah, hell no. I'm staying as far away from anything Meta-related as I possibly can. They already done got all the data they need from me. Mark, you don't need nothing else from me.
They are storing you, baby, okay?
Literally. They know
your whole personality.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. I know when I was putting in all my information for Spill, I was like, oh, I don't like they getting all my damn data. Right. I was like, what the fuck I'm going to do with it? Shit.
It's the most expensive thing.
It's more valuable than gold.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Even down to like the birthday so that they could put your sign. Like
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, like granted, they're trying to make that into like this cutesy thing, but it's like, what are you doing with this?
Right. I literally was thinking that, like, what are they doing with all the, who in Germany is getting all my shit or Russia?
Shit.
Right. Who is getting all my damn info?
Yeah.
I don't know. It'd be so much going on in the world. Because, I mean, well, the Supreme Court, we ain't going to have no damn rights, no way, y'all. So it's not, it doesn't even matter. Like,
oh my God.
Doesn't matter.
I'm so tired of them old ass fucking people.
Child, they really making, like, so in the past week, what have we seen undone?
Well, there was a case. Oh, you were going to go, G?
No, go ahead.
Child, on the last day of fucking Pride, there was a case involving a web designer who was discriminating against a queer couple because he didn't want to do, I guess, invitations. I don't know exactly what he was designing.
Can I correct you?
Yeah, go ahead.
It was hypothetical. It wasn't even real. That's the gag about this whole shit. It was a hypothetical case. Sorry. Hypothetical. They made the shit up. Hypothetical. No.
Now, hold on now.
Right. No.
Well. The fake ass case was kind of talking about the First Amendment and free speech and free thinking. They turned free speech into free thinking, child. And that the Supreme Court basically said you can discriminate against someone and you can deny them service based off of your own thinking in terms of like religion, free speech, that whole thing, using the First Amendment as the catalyst, which just has nothing to do with thinking. It's all free speech.
And yeah.
Wow. Speak, not giving people a means to discriminate, but now you can. So if someone white didn't want to serve someone Black, essentially they don't have to.
That's correct. Wild.
Correct.
Yeah.
Like that's why it's America, you done it, you just continue to do it. Like,
And then it gets even funnier, Didi, with the student loans one. So there are specific states, like I believe Missouri was the one that was called out. I read this news article that based on like the state federal, what is it, loan that they get that is currently, you know, what people are fighting for not having to repay back or that whole like forgiveness situation, that specific loan company, they didn't even file the suit. They didn't even know that they were mentioned in the lawsuit. It was the attorney general of the state of Missouri who filed on their behalf and named them, but that was not even them. They had no issue with this, but this is all, you know, really like the government, or not the government, Lord, the GOP or the Republican Party really kind of like organizing and strategizing accordingly to really kind of pursue their own political agenda and utilizing the court because it works in their favor to push these laws through. But again, you had this hypothetical ass situation with this web designer creating this false thing that didn't even exist. And then you had these states where their attorney generals or legislation are filed in these suits, but it's not coming on behalf of the company. The company did not raise this issue. They did. So it's like, it's really unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, the student loan thing too, it's like, why are we deciding on something that has already been set, right? And has no implication on anyone, but we're saying that the president overstepped his constitutional boundary by saying that he would do this nice thing for people. It doesn't take away from anything. Like, that's my thing around like the student loan forgiveness.
Yeah.
It doesn't, this is not hurting anyone. This is only helping.
And these are people who got their PPP loans forgiven, mind you.
Don't get me started.
A lot of these,
right.
$300,000 PPP loans forgiven to a lot of these members in Congress that sit on their fucking Republican side, but they don't want you to get your fucking money, and using poor white people to fight their battles for them. Like, because they don't even barely believe in fucking college. Let's be real.
Right. That's the thing. It's like, for them, it's like, I didn't go to college, so why are you doing this for them and setting them up to be better off than me? And it's like, it's not that. Like, we're talking trillion in terms of student loan debt. Like, that's insanity.
Because it's loan sharks. Like, it's the equivalent to a damn payday loan. You wouldn't give a person, I can't go out and get a business loan. Or maybe I could, but if I was like in a worse situation, if I was 18, 19, trying to start my business mom signing a Parent PLUS loan to help me go to school, you'll give her that $30,000 Parent PLUS loan, but you won't give her that loan to go start a business for herself. Or she has to go through fucking hoops and ladders to even get a house for $30,000. You know, like there's so many restrictions for everything else that like actually push you forward, but you'll give these loan shark equivalent, you know, student loans to people and say you got to pay it off in 50 years or forever in debt, and, you know, interest rates just packing.
You can never pay it off, basically.
Yeah. No, it's definitely not set up for you to be able to pay off because school is expensive. And so, what do you like? You have to have a very high paying job from college to be able to pay off the debt. And that is only a small percentage of people who graduate from a 4-year institution.
It don't make no sense. Like, it makes none. Reversing affirmative action. Like, it just.
Oh, yeah. And that's such a, I hate that one's such a controversial one in terms of like education. And it's like, so you got some people that's like, you know, affirmative action is really to help, you know, marginalized communities be able to go to these schools. And you have the same people that are like, well, that just means that, you know, anybody can go to the school now and it's not resting on, you know, your race. Like, we should be okay with that. And it's like, no, but there's still other forms of affirmative action that
legacy, like literally first and foremost legacy or whatever. I forgot what the exact term is.
No, that like, you're right. Legacy. Yeah. Which constitutes roughly 40 to 50.
I think I said it was more. Yeah.
Who actually go So that's the gag of it all.
Yeah.
They don't be that smart, but
they're at all. You're exactly. Your family went there. Your name is on the library and the swim club and shit. And like,
paying, right? Like,
right.
Can get your child into school as well.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then they not saying nothing about that damn school scandal. Like, or them people doing scamming to get their fucking kids in the school. Like,
you talking about the sports?
Right.
Yeah.
Lying like, get about out of here. Doing rowing and shit.
And then black people already were such a very small like percentage, like 5%. I don't even think I saw anything above 8% at any of those Ivy League institutions,
no.
You know, and them utilizing Asians to kind of like leverage this whole lawsuit. But that was also like, you know, a Republican strategy as well, you know, and I'm sorry, Asians, y'all still not going to get in. You didn't, those black people that you thought who was taking your seat
your spot.
It's about to be worse.
Oh, I didn't know that was, oh, I didn't know that was.
Yeah, because, and that was the other people, the other coin, the other side of the coin is like, all right, there's no more affirmative action. They're, you know, and like, oh, we only have 100 seats for black people or 100 seats for marginalized. We'll give them to the black people. But then the Asians are like, well, if you give them on to the black people, we can't come now. We have the good SAT scores. We go to the.
But they even had a higher percentage rate, though. I think they were in like the 20s.
Right.
Like, so you mad about this 5% of like people? I don't even know where like, you know, Latinx or Latino people fall in that. I didn't
right. And I'm read sure that. It's
probably
black.
Smaller.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Y'all are like 25%. You think you're about to get to 50?
Right. That it oh my gosh, it's like every day I be like, and I definitely don't see myself as somebody moving out of the country, but every day it just makes it more and more appealing.
It's because it's always something, and y'all black people get off Twitter talking about, well, I mean, I wasn't getting into an Ivy League or Harvard or Stanford, no way. Ain't nobody talking about you.
No
that want to get into those schools,
right,
that should be afforded the same opportunity.
They should.
Yeah. Because I, you know what? And I was thinking, I'm like, is it, you know, should. And look, if you want, if your goal is to go to Harvard, I don't think that every black person should have to go to, and when I say have to, I don't, you know, mean force, but like have to go to an HBCU. Like if your dream is a, you know, I don't know, you wanted to go to a Yale or Princeton or whatever the hell. Like, yeah, no, you absolutely should be afforded that. You should be able to go and be in those spaces.
I agree. Because I still want to do that little cute little Harvard little business
school.
Me too.
Hell yeah.
I want to do that cute little program. I ain't going to hold you.
You still can.
I mean, I think you have to get nominated. I think that was, you have to get nominated to go. No, I was like kind of looking into it too. I and I'm not even a collegiate ass bitch. And I was like,
I want the status of it though. And I love, and I wouldn't change my HBCU or going there. And I would love for my, you know, my daughter to go to a HBCU. But if she wants to go to Harvard, then by all means.
Yeah, but
go off.
It don't make no sense, child.
Yeah.
It's zero. All about them, for sure.
It is. Mm-hmm. Them Democrats, child, they be going, I don't, anyway, what's next?
What's next?
Well, in the Housewives community, news broke about Kyle and Mauricio splitting after 27 years of marriage, child.
I like was like literally, I think my jaw dropped.
Yeah, it was like a gasp. Yeah, like what? I was like confusion. Like,
yeah,
that's just a couple you just wouldn't see going through anything.
Granted,
don't know what happens behind closed doors when the cameras are off, but.
Mauricio is fine, Kyle. You tripping, girl.
So fine.
Been fine.
Been always. Never knew a bad day in his life.
Never. Not but never.
We can't rest on that. We can't rest on that.
You're right. You're right.
But for real, especially on Housewives of Beverly Hills, out of all the husbands, I did even like him the best. Like, I don't really care for PK.
Yeah, nobody does.
I don't know the rest of them even.
I kind of liked Harry because Harry was like a household.
I like Harry. Yeah. Harry stays out the way.
He's a great cooker, too. Yeah.
Mauricio, too. I felt like Mauricio minded his business. Like, he could be around the ladies and it wasn't like, why are you?
No, but he was, that's why he was my favorite.
Yeah.
No, I cannot believe that though. I mean, maybe Kyle will talk about it. I doubt. I don't know.
Well, she allegedly she got a girlfriend.
Wait, which one?
According to a TikToker, she allegedly has a girlfriend.
Kyle?
Yeah. Or seeing some young lady. She's not or anything like that.
Yeah, it's everybody gay era. That is what?
I mean, but you can still be gay and married to your husband, no? Well, actually, no. Lesbians are different. You know, it's very, you know, they got to move in 2 weeks and shit. In. They got. You can only be committed to me. It might be given more toxic than a hetero relationship.
Oh, my gosh.
If you watch, you know, that, what was it on Netflix?
The Ultimatum.
If you watch The Ultimatum.
Whatever, right. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. They was not playing. Wait, what did her statement say?
The statement was in short that, you know, that the rumors are not true. It's salacious and that they're working through things and blah, blah, blah.
Wow.
Get the cameras, Andy.
Right.
Get the cameras inside the house.
Right now. I'm sure they're filming at the moment. They have to be.
They have to be.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure it's coming back soon, like probably like September, October.
I hope so, because they're like the one of the very few. I'm fine with the cast as is.
Yeah, they're one of the few where the cast is like perfect.
Yeah, yeah. I don't even mind Dorit's little silly ass, like
because she's bringing the looks, child. I love Dorit just for
looks alone.
What's she gonna wear?
Yeah, Dorit was even able to keep her. What is there? Champagne.
A diamond,
yeah. You know, that little break-in. Oh, look, yeah. No shade.
Did not help her at all.
No.
But I know, you mean help her be interesting?
Help her be interesting.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
They glossed over that. It was like 2 episodes, and it was like, all right.
Because she just was crying, having a meltdown. It was like, all right, girl. No. Enjoy your therapy. Blessings.
Well, Kathy Hilton had more of a story than that.
Baby. Kathy, come back. I cannot wait. My favorite franchise.
I would love, you know how they do the girls trip one or whatever, like an OG version and have like Karen on there and like maybe you bring back like Nene or something. I would love that because, I mean, I know we've said it before again, but Atlanta just has to. I don't even really watch it anymore.
No, it's terrible. I'm actually going to watch New York because they did a whole recast.
Did that start?
I think it's about this to. Sunday.
Yeah, it's about
to. Yeah, or maybe tomorrow. I have to look of when. Or I think it's actually the 6th.
First of all. Honestly, they have been promoting that for way too. That should have been started. I feel like they've been running ads for that at this point for like 3 months. Like, enough.
Longer.
Yeah, it's been forever. That's why I'm like, that's still not started.
Yeah, no, they trying to.
I mean, I'm not really interested. I might give it a view, but I actually liked the Roni girls, like the original girls. Granted, they were all a drunk hot mess, but it made for good TV.
Yeah, everybody says that. I never got into them. That maybe I'll start. I don't know.
You can definitely watch the last like 2 or 3 seasons. They were pretty funny.
It was okay. Yeah. But I'm curious to see what this new like dynamic and era of women, because I feel like it needs to, like for Atlanta specifically, you know, it's not a reflection of what Atlanta today is like. So, you know, that's what I want to see.
Yeah,
I don't know they would put on Housewives of Atlanta if they did like.
It's all them Atlanta girl. It's so many of them. The plethora. There's so many to choose from. I feel like.
Yeah, Andy gonna have to be doing castings and shit.
Yeah, it's so many of them. I mean, like for New York, I follow like what is her Scouty in the City or whatever her name is.
I don't even know.
Yeah, I follow her. She's like a big, I guess, influencer and mom and all that. And then like Jenna, I mean, I just know those two off of, I feel like just in regular life or whatever, but we'll see. I feel like because they are put together, the only thing is it's probably going to feel forced. And you know, that first season is weird because they're probably not really all friends. So I definitely don't have a lot of high expectations, but I'm going to watch.
Yeah.
It ain't no Summer House.
Oh, no Summer House. Wow, a week of not talking about Summer House. Will we ever survive?
I mean, I had to talk about it because I in my mind, it's coming on this week.
Yeah, no, I got it. I said I wanted to go to Martha's Vineyard too. I need to put that on my things to do list. Look that up.
Speaking of Summer House, another Silas ass nigga.
Not a Silas ass nigga.
Keke Palmer's man, Darius, got a little upset, Silas ass nigga, that she was at Usher's concert getting serenaded by a legend. And she looked cute in her little bodysuit with a little cover up on. And he had something to say. He said, "We live in a generation where the man of the family doesn't want his wife and the mother to his kids to showcase booty cheeks. Booty cheeks. To please others, and he gets told how much of a hater he is. This is my family, my representation. I have standards and morals to what I believe. I rest my case." Get off of Twitter.
Why did you text that to her? Why do we need to know that?
Why are you even bringing it up to her?
And why?
Didn't he post a video of her shaking her ass talking about, "This is what my son did to her"? Where was your standards and morals then?
Right.
Help me understand.
And that's Silas ass nigga.
Silas ass nigga. Gentlemen, okay? Like, if you are listening, we have to get out of this, like, thinking of ownership over people. Actually, everybody. Women, too. You do not own anybody. You experience them, okay? Like, that shit is crazy to me. And if something makes you feel uncomfortable, I encourage you to deep dive into yourself to understand why that makes you feel uncomfortable. Because nothing about that scene, nothing about Keke being serenaded by a legend should have made you mad. He does that in every show.
In a see-through dress. Like,
She going home to you? Like, what's the issue? She not pussy popping on a pole. And if that's what you do, there's nothing wrong with that too. Right? But she's not even doing that. So what's the issue?
I was like, well, did somebody say to him, like, "Oh, she shouldn't be out here dressed like this, and you got embarrassed, so you have felt the nerve to take it to Twitter"? Like, seriously, even if you did have an issue, we should not know.
We should not know.
I don't care. Not only should we not know, it does not change the trajectory of everyone's life.
Baby, the only reason I know you is because of her. Let's be clear. Let's not bite the hand that feeds you, darling.
Come on now.
Is she going to leave you out in the street and carry that baby in the booty cheeks?
Right. Okay? Right. I'm like, that's why I was like, remember I said to y'all, I said, are they still together? Like, I'm confused. Like, is he just trying to do something to do it? Like,
he's bored in the house, child.
Mm-mm. Yeah, he was bored with the baby.
Hating ass niggas.
Yeah. He was mad. Like, the baby was crying all colicky, and he had to do the burping in the feed. And he got this woman's job. Right. And she out here getting sang to by Usher. That's what it was. He was in the hotel room playing daddy.
Roles were being reversed. I cannot.
Damn. Yeah.
I wish a nigga would. Like,
especially somebody that is a public figure. Has also talked about how excited they are that they have this new body that they got from having a kid and being proud of it and wanting to show it off, right? If they're already having that conversation, I'm sure she's had it with you. So how we get here where you on the Twitter is talking about booty cheeks?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I touched some grass. Like,
touch some grass. She 29. Mm-mm. She's beautiful. Like, and I hate this whole narrative that, you know, after you have a baby that your whole life goes to shit, you're still a person.
No,
you could still go out and show your ass. You got a kid, a husband, whatever. Like, you first, you know, like, please, you're not going to be young and beautiful forever. And that is the reality of it all. You know, you're just not.
Yeah.
Lord willing, you get to live to be 89. You're going to be wishing you showed your ass more. Now we seeing Janelle Monae. She ain't show no ass at 29. So now she's 37, having a goddamn midlife crisis. I want to show her titties every goddamn where. It's low key embarrassing. I'm not shaming her. Like, sis,
I ain't gonna hold
wearing suits for 15 years when you was on your come up. Now you're 38 and you having this epiphany of wanting to be naked. Like,
I kind of thought it was just me. So at first I was like, okay, yes, come on. I'll promote free the titty, right? Yeah. Now I'm like, girl, haven't we seen these titties enough? Like, show it's, that titty
it's
so one more.
Performative now. Like, it's
almost. It is.
I get this idea of the age of pleasure. I get the idea of wanting to switch it up. But you were so gung-ho about this black and white suits up to your goddamn neck, arms to your fingertips, that, you know, your mama was a maid and all this bullshit. And now you're showing your titties anytime you can't. I would never tell a woman she cannot do whatever she want to do with her body, how she want to dress. But baby, pick a lane.
Yeah. And I told you, for me, honestly, y'all, it's not even the switch up from the penguin outfits to like the bikini. It's not even that for me. It's literally, why are you constantly showing your titties? Like,
I mean, they look great.
And they do look amazing. But like you said, it's so performative though now. And I hate shit like that. Like, if she was doing like a funny, you know, like Carisha, or like Lotto twerk, one of them twerking or something like that. Maybe because I guess it is in the vein of how they came out. I would not blink an eye, think twice, wouldn't chastise, nothing. But like Janelle, girl, and then you got the little pasty over it. Like, all right, enough. I was like, every time I see her lift that damn shirt up. Like,
and it's the same shirt, the Age of Pleasure, because she wears the same like kind of like get up, her and her dancers. But I mean, have y'all listened to the album?
I like it.
Okay.
Janelle Monáe is Lizzo for me too. Like her, but.
And I actually like Lizzo.
I'm not hitting play. Actually, you know what? I lied. That one project they had, she had that song with Miguel. Primetime, I loved that song.
Oh, okay. That was a great song.
Yeah, I lied. I just never. And you know what?
On that album too.
I'm lying. I heard the. What is the lipstick lover, whatever song on the radio? I was like in an Uber and I was like, this is not bad. I think it just kind of has to be forced on me. I just haven't like gone out and sought to hit play on it, to be honest.
Yeah. It's not bad. It's a little vibe.
Yeah. Now, actually, I'm lying. She's not Lizzo for me quite yet. I think she just doesn't get a whole lot of replay value for me. But I'll try to listen to it.
Yeah, it's one of those albums you can play in the background, like while you're doing something. It's a boat album. It's like,
oh, I love a boat album.
It's a boat album. Yeah, because it like the song, some the middle part of the album, I feel like is one long song in a way. Some of the songs are literally like a minute and 30 seconds, and it's just the beat of the song before.
Only Have Eyes for Two is my fave. I love it.
That's a good one. I like Float. Float is a cute
one. Float is cute too.
Oh, y'all got faves? Okay, I'm gonna check her out for real. I ain't gonna try. I'm gonna check it out.
Put champagne shit into what is it? Black Sugar? Something like that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those three is like, okay, hit me over the head.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's cute.
It's worth your time.
I'm gonna hit play.
And just, you know, maybe you might flash a titty when you listen to
it. I'm not, but it's okay. Look, I'm like, I am not. Well, we have a listener letter.
Oh, we do. Come on, y'all, with listener
letter. Thank you. Oh my God, we were so excited.
Beyond.
Yes. Like, I feel like, Didi, you have to read it.
Okay, yeah, I'll read it.
Because I feel like it's like directed to you. So yes, you have to read it.
Hey y'all, my son is soft launching his coming out, come on launch,
right?
And I am at a loss for words. I want to be clear, this revelation is not a shock. Anyone that knows my child saw this coming. I just thought I'd have a little bit more time. My coming out was simple-ish. My mom didn't care and the rest of my family didn't matter to me. For him, it's different. He's struggling with being able to say it out loud, especially to the parental side of the family. And we're already having trouble with some classmates and his godbrother mishandling this information. Child. Since I can't fight children, and I already know I can be both of his parents, I've given a fair warning that I will go to war for mine. I know that's right. On the other hand, the world is unfortunately a really cruel place. And I want to do nothing more than protect him. I want to make sure I'm fostering a space at home that he always feels safe in before I release him into the wilderness that is life. Dee Dee. Oh, yeah, I guess this was directed to me. Dee Dee, what are some things you heard or wish you'd heard from your family during your quote-unquote coming out? Are there ways I can help him navigate his self-discovery as he's still fairly young? Thanks in advance. This is so beautiful.
This is. I love the thought of like, just how do I help him? Yeah, just prepare him.
Of it all, right?
Him, they, whom, them, they for the world. Yeah. I love that. So yeah, was there something that you wanted to hear?
So, I mean, when I think back to coming out, right? I think that's the biggest thing in terms of, you know, what are some things you wish you would have heard during that time? When I came out, I felt like I never really came out. I just was like, all right, this is what I'm doing and this is who I'm hanging with. And so I think I've only ever had a conversation with my sister, and that was just because we were going to some gay shit and I was like, you know, before we get here, I just kind of wanted to let you know like what we're walking into. But I remember like my mom asking me, was I gay? Like, cause I had never told her, I never said anything. And I told her I was, and she like framed it around my friends, and like things were changing about me that she was noticing. So she wanted to ask. Now with me confirming that to her, my dad didn't take it well. He didn't talk to me for like 2-3 weeks. And we lived in the same house at this point. And so what I wish is that they knew before we had this conversation when I was 20 years old, right? Mm-hmm. And so being able to identify that in your child and being able to let them know that's okay is important, because mm-hmm. I remember being 9 years old and coming home from school and letting my parents know that people were picking on me because they kept saying that I was gay. And rather than them being like, you know, don't worry about it, blah, 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 you know, you are who you are, and really having that intention that this parent is having, they really said nothing. It wasn't until I basically got attacked by one of my then friends that they really wanted to start paying attention. Like something had to physically happen to me for my parents to actually like do something. And I don't even think they attributed it to me being gay. I think they just attributed it to kids being kids.
It's being
cool. Granted, we're talking early 2000s here, so it's a little different just in terms of like what was palatable, what was happening then versus what's happening now. But like, I wish at those various moments, like I can think back to those very two moments of being 9, sitting in the back of the car ready to cry because everyone's calling me gay, but them not knowing what to say.
My gosh.
Or the time when I'm like 13 of my friend now being friends with these other older kids trying to attack me because he's not supposed to be a friends with me kind of thing. And so my parents knew about these two situations, and these are the two that come to mind. But it's like, I wish in those moments they were to be like, you are who you want to be, and that is okay. And, you know, put your shoulders back, stand up straight, you know, be who you are. And I remember I always talk about it on the show too. Like I was like really quiet when I was younger, and it was partly because of that. I didn't want to say anything because everybody was like, as soon as you say something, I'm like, I sound white or I sound gay kind of thing. So you just don't want to say anything because you don't even want to hear that. So when things happen in the home, in order to encourage who you are as an individual, it reminds you that this is okay. Kids are going to be kids regardless. They're going to be cruel and do what the hell they want to do. It's nothing you can really do about that. Like, because girl, please don't be trying to fight nobody and nobody's parents.
Huh.
I get it. You know, that's your first instinct because this is your baby, right? You know, this is your baby. You want to protect them and that whole thing. But ain't nobody trying to get no assault charge over some words, right? I ain't trying to get no assault charge over some words. Now, if you put your hands on my kid, that is a whole other thing, right? Like, then, we deal with that as it may. But just as much as they're receiving the words of hatred and cruelty, you can be reinforcing that that is not okay and they are who they should be, and showing them examples of great queer Black men, women, trans people of color that, you know, they could look up to. That's like, they saying all this shit about you now, but look at these people who probably went through that same thing and have been super successful. Because I even think back to these even two situations that I'm talking about, those kids that were saying that shit couldn't tell you what they're doing or where they are, but they're definitely not on the par where I am in my life.
Yeah, right.
Period.
Right.
So, like, even what you, those are very small moments that this has brought, reading this brought me back to, but your life gets so much bigger and fuller the older you get and the more you're just comfortable with yourself. And so my advice, in short, is just continue to just keep saying those beautiful words to your child, because you're combating the cruel words that they're hearing. It's all words at the end of the day. Now, if shit start getting physical, that's a whole other thing. But it doesn't sound like it's getting physical. And that is amazing. And hope it stays that way. But continue to just give those words, because you will never know how far it'll go until they're older and they look back and it's like, you really encouraged me to be me.
I had the support. That's beautiful. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
As well, and I'm, listen, as a non-parent, someone who has not had to come out, fight them parents, fight them kids, motherfucker parents. Or you know, you just make some threats to, I feel like you just go to the house and like, she's like whoever said, you know, I can beat both of you. You can't. Yep. And now you're going to watch me fight you want your parents to get beat up? Okay, say less. Like, yep. You want to watch your mom or dad get beat up?
Yep.
Yeah, and also, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, it's also the temperament of the child, too. Like, that could be a little traumatizing for your child, too. Like, if you decide to fight the parents, if they're not that personality type, right? Whereas, like, oh my God, you attacked them. Like, you know, you got to know your child, too. Because had my mama been out fighting because somebody was trying to attack me, now I feel some kind of way and I got to do some shit because they trying to fight my mama. Like, there's a lot going on now. And I'm not fighting. I'm not a fighter. You know?
Oh my gosh.
Well, I was going to say, people who are parents, and even if your child isn't, you know, showing like that they're gay or not, you can still, because kids ask a lot of questions. Hmm. And my 4-year-old is already asking like gender role specific questions. For example, we went to Dunkin' Donuts to get her a donut before I dropped her off at school. And the gentleman who was at the drive-thru, he had purple hair and he had nail polish on. And in her mind, because she's a princess, quote unquote, she thinks that this is something that only girls can do. So she's like, mommy, is that a boy? He had purple hair. Boys can have purple hair. And I was like, yes, sweetie. Boys and girls can do whatever they want to do. So this is me reinforcing, like, I see what you see on, you know, your YouTube or whatever, but, you know, anybody can be and who and whatever they want to be. And it's your responsibility as parents to reinforce that and to teach them early, irregardless if your child is, you know, bisexual, homosexual, whatever, like however they show up in the world, it starts at an early age that you encourage them to love and be supportive of people, how they show up in the world outside of, you know, what the world will eventually kind of show them, you know?
Yeah.
That's like one way that you can kind of empower people to be supportive from a young age, which also helps to stop bullying and things like that, you know? So,
yeah, because I really do believe that bullying starts in the home, like, for sure.
Yeah.
That is learned behavior or not. Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, or like something not being reinforced, a lack of something. Like, it's absolutely learned. You don't just start that and like hate and bullying. Like,
No, you don't. I think when you're like 4 or 5 years old as a kid, perhaps you watch TV shows, you go to preschool and that whole thing, and you see things very like, not black and white, but a little bit black and white. Because kids are dressed as kids, you know, nobody necessarily doesn't have purple hair when you're going to preschool because can't dye his hair. It's a little too young, you know? But it all starts in the home. And gee, I appreciate that you're even doing that, because having those, that's a tough conversation too, because the questions are back and forth, right? Mm-hmm. And like, there's not just one question of why does he have purple hair and purple nails? It's like goes into more. Like, I even think about my niece who's 5, and she thought 6'6 Poppy and I were brothers for the longest time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And this is like probably in the last like 2 or 3 months where she actually found out that we're like together in a relationship and was asking I was on FaceTime with my sister during all these questions. And I was like, girl, you responded better than me. Shit.
Yeah, you really gotta find yes, baby, boys kiss. Girls can kiss. Yes. Like, and it's really just that very, very much that simple, but they don't know. And they're gonna ask questions. And you know, you think that you have all this time, but you really don't. It's important for you to just like, you know, she know nobody's supposed to touch her vagina. She knows that now at 4. She knew it at 3, you know? So it's like that same thing. You don't really have all this quote unquote time. And that's okay, because I feel like that's the best time for them to know when they're young, when they're innocent, when they have a million questions about everything that, we're raising people who are going to be adults. They ain't going to be kids forever. So
no, because time is not on your side with those things. Like, you know, my first example is talking about being 9, right? And so that's almost like later, where it's like, I can't remember that. Yeah, like 4 and 5, you don't really remember, but you know what's right and wrong as you get older, right? Yeah. But in terms of knowing the exact moments, you don't really remember. But like 8, 9, when those memories really start to take hold, you can remember based off of the things you were taught during those early formative years.
So. I mean, that's all I hope people are doing is raising some better humans than what the fuck is going on now.
Because it's spooky out there, honey.
Very spooky. Spooky hours.
Yeah. Get off them phones, y'all, and raise these babies.
Please. Again, touch some grass. I feel like Jack, I did see him post that too.
Man, Jack, get on my motherfucking nerves. Jack, enjoy your money and your yacht. Get out of here.
At Jack on Twitter?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the former CEO of Twitter.
Jay-Z best friend? Oh, okay.
I'm dead. Not Jay-Z's best friend.
I mean, who else does Jay-Z hang with outside of Jack?
And Beyonce.
No, I don't know. Well, the quote is, I'm having a little problem.
And thank you for that listener letter, too. That was so sweet.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. The dolls are thirsty. Send more.
As I drink water.
I know, literally and figuratively. Okay, Tony Tone. A life of excess isn't even the goal. Imagine having a career you love, waking up next to the love of your life daily, living in a home you're proud of, your circle is solid, everyone is healthy, amazing memories are made often, no anxiety, just real peace and true happiness.
The age of pleasure.
Just... Goodbye.
But yes, all
screaming. I'm screaming. Not the age of pleasure. Yeah, but just some. I just want a simple. Let me be clear. Not simple, but yes, a peaceful life.
Same. A soft life.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that one, Corey Gamble life.
We definitely do need to establish, like, I would kind of stand Corey Gamble low-key.
Stan. What was he doing before Chris? I don't know anything about this.
He was a manager. Yeah, he worked in music or producer or something like that.
Justin Bieber's manager.
Yeah, he was a manager.
Oh, okay.
Like, co-manager with Scooter.
Something, yeah. Because he's just getting just as big. That's why I said I am shaped just wide. Shaped just like goddamn Corey Gamble. Just big. With a bottle of champagne, bitch. Like,
Chris, how Corey doing? Getting big.
You're getting big.
Meanwhile, she in the gym every day.
Right. Yeah, I was like, Corey, like, you are really taking this soft life to heart. Like,
I stand.
You know the gym. And you know the gym is like 2 floors down. So there's no excuse. Yeah.
Nutritionist, gym, the whole thing.
Stay.
And it don't matter. You can get big. What the hell else he doing? Shit.
What the fuck else he doing?
Damn, I want Corey Gamble's life so
bad. I want it so bad. I mean,
all that access to everybody, too. I really wonder, does he work?
Girl.
I don't think so.
I need to be a kept man.
No.
He's not... And I have been watching the Kardashians on Hulu, but
I gotta catch up.
Yeah, I'm behind like 3 weeks.
Two episodes, I think. Yeah,
Yeah, I watched like the first two or something. But yeah, I feel like I haven't seen him on there, but it's actually not that bad. I didn't remember the first, I remember that last season on Hulu, and I definitely watched one episode and was done. But I like them showcasing like how Chloe couldn't really connect with the son as much because of the surrogate. Like I felt like the conversations in this one just they seemed to be like a little better. So
yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of Courtney versus Kim, but that's every season.
Yeah, definitely. Because I'm like, why can't Kim do this Dolce and Gabbana, D&G collection? I'm still very confused.
That's their own little rivalry. And that's an internal thing. Turn us on. The reason that you're getting this D&G shit is because of your fucking sister. Turn us on.
Yeah. I was confused.
Well.
All right, y'all. Well, night. Or bye.
Allah.